Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton after their win against Onega last week. Coach, your overall thoughts on the win?
Overall, district play, not always going to look pretty, but you really just need to focus on getting the win and, doing as much as you can and get any points that you can extra to carry over in district play, and especially our district is, I think it's one of the best 1A in the state. So we started out kind of flat, and Coach Kohlerman had his kids fired up on homecoming night and took advantage of us early, and we started to figure some stuff out in the second half and played much better the second half.
And Percy Duncan, our athlete of the week on MSCSports.net, he was incredible. Had 13 carries, 75 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns. On top of that, also had 6 receptions, 136 receiving yards, and 2 receiving touchdowns. What are your thoughts on his day?
Percy has done a lot for us up to this point, and Friday night did not disappoint us at all. He came to play, and, we found some spots where we could get him the football, and he's running the ball really effectively, and our guys were blocking for him pretty effectively, as well as, Beckham. Everybody else kind of running their routes, and sometimes it's a different guy that has multiple catches, but lately it seems like it's been Percy, and he's pretty good with the ball in his hands out in the open field as well.
And talking about your quarterback, Beckham Griffin, he was able to get a couple touchdowns, 154 yards, but a few incompletions here and there. Tell us your thoughts on his day.
I think a lot of it starts with our protection up front. They brought a lot of blitzers, and our guys kind of struggled communicating up front, and it's something that we've kind of put into a little bit this week and touched on it last week, kind of knowing what they were going to do. But trying to get easy completions for him and make easy reads for him as well to get the ball out of his hands. He's getting better. Like I've kind of mentioned every week, it seems like he's getting a little bit better each and every week. But, it's going to take time, and I think he's doing just fine. But it is nice to have some of the dynamic receivers that we have on our team to kind of help him out.
Going to step aside for a quick break. More with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton after this. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head coach Bryce Payton, and talking about your guys' defensive performance last Friday against Onega. They were unable to get 3 yards a carry. They had 41 attempts for just 95 yards. What are your thoughts on that front?
We played Jackson Hicks, who kind of ran double bone. And then this week they ran a bunch of different formations, and we just kind of are starting to get used to playing with one another and solidifying our groups and really starting to figure out kind of what we need to do. And, as good as Percy's been on the offensive side, his brother, Todrick, has been equally as impressive on the other side of the football with his stats. That kind of tell the story for itself, but, Todrick, I don't know how many tackles, 13 or 14 maybe, solos, and, he just made some plays, and especially in the second half, we were not very happy at halftime, and we came out, and I think maybe their first play, Elijah Moore stripped it and caused the fumble, and we got the ball right to start the second half, essentially. So our defense is playing pretty well right now. There's obviously some things that we need to clean up, and just mentally getting our kids reps for what's about to come this week.
And you guys play a very good Sabetha team that's only allowed 7 points in the last 3 weeks. Tell us how you guys are going to attack that Sabetha defense.
they appreciate to run the football, so we're going to have to try to establish the run, but be able to kind of pick our spots and throwing the ball, but the biggest thing is staying above the, staying on above the chains and not getting too far behind the chains. We don't have too many plays, third and 13 that are going to be very successful against their front and who they have. So that's the biggest thing we've been stressing this week. Is, you know, it's really important on first and second down that we keep the clock going and gain yards each play to give us a chance on third down, especially, and just kind of pick our spots and when we can take some shots.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it as always, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
That was Riverside head coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.